Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in the South and our online audience joining us worldwide. We're glad that you all could be with us as well. It is pub day for our next guest. We're excited to welcome best-selling author A.R. Torrey to our program to talk to her not only about her literary journey, but also what it's been like for her to be able to share her books with all of you guys and to see the way that you've responded. Her newest book out today is called Every Last Secret. We'll talk to her about the characters, but I think you guys are going to really be entertained and really brought in by this book. At the end of the segment, of course, we'll let you know how to get your own copy of it, as well as stay connected with AR as we're going throughout the rest of this year. AR, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you on with us. I think that the great thing about you and your work, and we can kind of begin the conversation here, is that I think you kind of keep us guessing as readers as we're going from book to book. Definitely that is the case with the newest book. I know you said to me before the segment began that, you know, that this is something you've been looking forward to. How does it feel to have the book now available for the world to enjoy?
I think I've never been pregnant, but I have to imagine it's the same thing where you go from breathless anticipation to just be like, get here already. So I've been ready. It moved once, the pub date moved, but I'm so excited to have it out. This was a long journey with this book from, writing and sending to agents and publishers and then moving through that editorial process. So most of my books, I self-pub, so I have full control over everything. With the publisher, the traditional publisher of this book, it was a much longer, developmental process. So I'm beyond excited to finally have it out on shelves.
Yeah. Well, I think, when I first became familiar with your work, I think it's been now a few years, The Ghostwriter, I think, was my first book.
Mm-hmm.
That I read. And I think what is so cool about your style is that you really do make us feel like we're a part of the journey. We're part of the story with these characters and living with these characters, which is really kind of scary at times with every secret. So, I mean, is that something you've heard a lot, though, from your readers, that they feel like they are in on the action and as it's taking place?
I do. I hear that, and I hear a lot that they feel like they're watching a movie, like when they're reading it. And both of those are the best compliments, that and what you said earlier, which is that you don't know what to expect. So that's exactly what I strive for as a reader and as an author in my novels. So I love to hear that.
Did you always know that storytelling was that gift that you had? I mean, was that something that was pretty clear to you early on?
No. In fact, I always loved to write. I wrote one or two things on my own when I was really young, but in school, if we ever had a writing assignment or short story, that was always like my favorite thing of the entire year. But I never got great feedback from my teachers. It wasn't anything I was ever encouraged with. I would think I would turn in this like literary masterpiece, and I'd get like a B- or something. So
right.
I never thought I had any talent. I knew I enjoyed it, but I didn't think I had any talent. So it was something I never pursued, never thought about doing. It wasn't until I was 28 and just like on a whim, just I learned about self-publishing and I thought, oh, okay, like maybe this summer I'll write a book. Like that was kind of it.
Right.
And if that book, I very easily could have just moved on and done something else.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you said that, and I'm glad you mentioned about self-publishing, because I think one thing that this year has showed us is that I think, the importance of being able to kind of take control in some instances of life, and that can be in careers mm-hmm. and doing things we never thought. And it's so, interesting about that, because we're hearing about more and more people saying, you know what, I want to finally do that. I've always said I wanted the time. Well, now I have the time. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. So, but could you have ever imagined, though, I guess this is my question for you, now that we're with this book, Every Last Secret, that you would be where you are today, where people literally around the world know who you are?
No. Even like, when you're in the shower and you're like envisioning, like, you're daydreaming about what could happen, I just never thought that. I never thought, even when I wrote my first one, I remember looking at my earnings for my first one, and it was selling like, I don't know, like five to 10 copies a day. And I remember thinking, if I had 10 books, then I wouldn't have to go back to work again. Like if I was selling 5 to 10 copies and I had 10 books, like I could just do that forever. But I never thought that I would be as big as I am now. And I remember being really amazed by the fact that someone out there looked at my book and bought it and then like wrote a review. That was just astounding to me, that someone would spend 3 or 4 hours reading my, or 10 hours reading my work.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's one of the great things. But I was saying to you before we began the segment, AR, that that's why I'm so glad, and I've been saying to some of the other authors I've been speaking with this year, is that we're so glad that you all are, for one, writing and that the books are coming out, because we do need that normalcy. And I think for readers like myself and others, we need something, you know. I mean, it's great to go back and reread books that you enjoy, but to have something new that kind of reminds you of that. And I think, too, escapism is one cool thing. Now, that brings us to the new book, because I want to talk about the genesis for this, which I actually don't know the answer to this question. How did the idea for Every Last Secret come about?
So ideas come from everywhere. This idea was easy. I mean, this was one of my easiest ideas because it was very true to life. My a close friend of mine, husband, so the book is about two couples, a couple, like a golden couple that lives in this gorgeous mansion in this gated community. And there's kind of a rundown, tear down house next door. And another couple moves into that house. And it's these two couples' lives become increasingly entangled. And so it was based on real life. My close friend, they was married and they became friends with another couple and started hanging out more and more. And the other wife became just very competitive and obsessed with my friend and wanting kind of everything in her life, including her husband. So I was kind of living through this and the emotional roller coaster that my friend went through. And it really caused just a lot of dinner time conversations with me and my husband about how we would handle that situation and what we were doing as this woman became more and more psychotic. It was just like this slow, I mean, I was like, oh my God, like this is a book, right? Like, and so the book isn't what happened with her because, that wasn't exciting enough. As exciting as it was, it wasn't exciting enough. So the book, turns into a darker direction, but it's how I think, I ask myself, what would I do if someone came after everything that I hold dear, like in my life?
Yeah.
And would I retreat or would my claws come out? And honestly, I would retreat. I mean, that's just the person I am. I'm very non-confrontational. But I like to think that I would be like a badass about it, right? And so I kind of like my inner spirit animal went crazy in this book.
Well, I'll tell you, that's what's going to make it so enjoyable, because you really don't know what's going to happen. And I think, you know, as readers are taking it in, they're going to be so engrossed by that. And I think that is a cool thing. So now the writing of the book, and we can again talk around this, how did you decide on how you want to tell the story? Was it easy for you then to get into their heads and into their lives?
It was because I felt like I knew these characters. Like I knew the villain intimately because I'd had so much interaction with my muse for her.
Gotcha.
And the woman and Kat, who's the main character, I've known so many women like her. We now live in Key West, but we moved from a very affluent area of North Florida. And it was just a certain type of people. And that was like, I interacted with them a lot. And so building the world that Atherton, which is where this book is set in California, building that world was very easy because I felt like I knew the people in it, and I was watching the show Billions at the time. And so it was a mixture of like the characters in Billions and people I'd met in real life. And originally when I wrote Every Last Secret, the first half of the book was in the two female point of views, the two wives. And the second half of the book was in the two husbands' point of view. And I really liked that. It was a great creative flex of my muscles. But editorially, it didn't work. And so during edits, we changed it so that it was almost primarily in the female's point of view.
Well, it definitely draws the reader in, and I know our audience is going to really, really enjoy it. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome bestselling author A.R. Torrey to our program. We're talking with her not only about her literary journey, but also in the middle of everything that's going on in 2020, she's given us a new book, and it's called Every Last Secret. It's out now through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite bookstore, probably buying from them online right now. So I want to talk about the navigating because I mentioned to you earlier I've been having a lot of author chats on this program, AR, and of course, you know, everyone's having to navigate what is our normal at this point. What has that been like for you to kind of be able to spend more time virtually with your audience and as opposed to the in-person events that a lot of times you guys are used to?
Well, I look at it from two ways. So one, I am an event organizer. We hold an annual conference for authors in Dallas every year. And that's like the highlight of my year, right? So it's writing on itself is a very solitary sport. And the unique emotional and time and finance challenges that we face is something that a lot of times, unless you're in this business, you don't understand it, right? So in our normal everyday life and with our family, we don't, you know, they don't really understand it. So that's why writers conferences are so amazing, right? Because we can be with our tribe and we can meet people that we've interacted with online for the last year. And, you know, and you can just, there's this like special energy, right? That's there. So I missed that this year. But at the same time, I really, I'm a homebody, and I love being at home, and it gives me, I've had all this time to write, and I no longer had these, like, obligations where I had to go out and see people, so
right.
I really don't mind being at home at all. I like it. My husband's stir crazy, but I like being at home. I do miss the energy of authors' conferences, but this year we did Inkers Con all online, and it ended up being fantastic. In fact, it went so well that we were like, you know, maybe we just stay online. Speakers didn't have to travel, and you know,
I know
we didn't have
right?
food and beverage costs, and
right.
yeah, like there are a lot of pros, and we were able to get international speakers that normally we couldn't afford to fly in. So
yeah.
that was so there's been side benefits, and a lot more writing time, so that's good.
Yeah, and I think, too, and I'll mention this about the tribe, the other thing I've noticed, especially, I mean, when it comes to Amazon Publishing, the authors, the community is so supportive because, of course, they understand mm-hmm. what the journey is like, too. Has it also made this time easier for you, AR, knowing that there are others out there in your tribe, as you mentioned, that know what this experience is like, not just the writing of a book and releasing it, but also this period that we're in now of uncertainty?
Absolutely. And it was already – the good or bad thing was we already were used to communicating online. So it's not like the writer community was already a virtual one because in our town maybe there are writers. I don't know because we all just stay inside. But we were already online, you know what I mean? So we already had that built-in infrastructure. And my first year of writing, I didn't even know that there was like online communities for writers. I didn't even know they existed. So I was
right.
doing everything on my own and figuring out by my own. And now a new author comes in, if they're smarter than me, then they find a Facebook group online and they join it. And then they can ask all those dumb questions that I didn't know. I didn't have anyone to ask, you know? So instead
yeah.
I spent $3,000 on a press release that was a complete waste of money, you know, where I could have just asked the Facebook group and they would have said, no, don't do that, you know, do this. So it's really a great time to be a writer. It's a great time between self-publishing and the opportunities with traditional publishing and the help you can find online. It's a fantastic time. If anyone's listening and thinking about writing a book, there's like no barriers to entry. It's not expensive and it's a great escapism. When I used to be a reader, now I don't even have time to read, but when I used to read, you know, you only get 4 or 5 hours in that world. But when you're writing, you can write for, you know, months and months or a year and be with those
right.
characters.
Well, I definitely thank you for the characters in this book, AR. I know our audience is going to enjoy it, so I definitely encourage them to add it to their reading list as they're wrapping up this year. Again, the book is Every Last Secret. The author is AR Torrey. She's staying very busy these days, not only, of course, with books, but also with other projects that she's involved in. I was noticing even on your Twitter page, you were sharing some of the work you're doing, something that's really interesting with AI that I think, you know, it's so great to be able to see. So how can our audience be able to stay connected with you?
My website is Alessandra is my normal name. So AR is the pseudonym that I wrote this book under. And if you like Every Last Secret, The Ghostwriter, which you mentioned earlier, Cyrus, is what they should read next. But if you visit AlessandraTorrey.com, you can find out everything about my book. AlessandraTorrey.com is my site for authors. And then if you're at all interested in seeing what we're doing with artificial intelligence and the editorial process for writers, authors.ai is our company there. And the last URL is bingebooks.com. We just launched a reader site for book discovery where you can find a great novel, fiction novel, and that's bingebooks.com.
Yeah. I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, and, you know, I mentioned The Ghostwriters, how I first, you know, was able to come across you. At the time we're having this conversation, even though that was 3 years ago, the book is still ranked at 191 on Amazon in thrillers. So it's, you know, so I'm not the only one who really enjoyed that one too.
I love that book. It's really special to me.
Yeah, it really is a great book. So if you guys have not read that one, definitely pick it up. But definitely at this point, with the new release, Every Last Secret, you're definitely going to enjoy that. AR, thank you so much for this time. I really appreciate it. And looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you, Cyrus. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great week.
You as well. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make today amazing. Take care.